在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello everyone, I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. The search continues for 9 people missing off the coast of California after a mid-air collision. The Coast Guard says it will keep searching for survivors or victims of last night's crash. The Coast Guard and Navy searched all night and they were able to find some debris, but no survivors. 3 helicopters, several ships now taking part in that search. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton challenging Pakistan to do more to hunt down members of al-Qaeda in that country. She said she finds it difficult to believe that no one in the Pakistani government knows where al-Qaeda members are. She also addressed another global security issue, and that is Iran's nuclear ambition. She talked about the country's counterproposal to an international draft agreement. Iran wants its uranium enriched on Iranian soil by a third country under the supervision by the UN's nuclear watchdog agency. The House could vote as early as next week on health care reform. Democrats unveiled their final version yesterday with an $894 billion price tag. And the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, says they would finance that bill with a tax on the wealthy and cost-cutting in Medicare and Medicaid. Now, she also said it would provide coverage for 36 million more Americans.
The bill will expand coverage, including a public option to boost choice and competition in the health insurance reform.
1,990 pages. That's about 4 reams of paper. I would say that the people that are getting reamed are the American people.
Dentists, pharmacists, EMTs, and other healthcare workers will be able to give H1N1 vaccine shots in New York State. It's part of a state of emergency that Governor David Patterson declared yesterday. It's to try and keep hospitals and clinics from being overwhelmed with swine flu patients. H1N1-related cases have grown in New York State. In fact, 75 people have died from it. Talk about hellfire and brimstone. A Texas church turned its sanctuary into an imaginary hell for Halloween. Look at that. Oh, the display, some say, is inappropriate for a church. The idea behind their fear factory is to deliver, well, a powerful spiritual message. The pastor says everything in the fear factory is based on biblical teachings. Yikes. Those are the headlines for you. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.